This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, July 30th. God's word for you today is the process. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 13, verse 30 to 31. And it says, "But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it.' Then the men who had gone up with him said, 'We are not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger.'" Caleb was not looking at the strength of the people to determine whether he could take the land. Caleb was looking at the strength of his God. Until we get this into our spirit, we remain fearful. You will remain fearful if you look at Goliath and look at yourself. Like Eliab and Saul, you will say Goliath has been a warrior since his youth, and you will conclude that you do not stand a chance. But like David, if you look to your God, you will say this one is bread for the fowls of the air. Why? The same God that defeated the lion and defeated the bear, that same God will bring down this Goliath. David was looking at the strength of his God, not the size of Goliath. The prophecy, God's word, becomes the basis for the fight, not the excuse for not fighting. To occupy, the first thing you need to do is take the territory. To occupy, the second thing you need to do is be planted. Luke 13 verse 18 says, "Then Jesus said, 'What is the kingdom of God like? How can I illustrate it? It is like a tiny mustard seed that a man planted in a garden.'" You have to be planted. To plant is a nice way of saying to die, because when you plant a seed, the seed first dies. To be planted, you have to yield yourself to die. John 12 verse 24 says, "Let me make this clear. A single grain of wheat will never be more than a single grain of wheat unless it drops into the ground and dies, because then it sprouts and produces a great harvest of wheat, all because one grain died. There cannot be fruitfulness without death. There cannot be a resurrection without death. You have to be planted. If you do not want to be planted, then you remain alone. The seed will just remain a seed until it is planted and dies. It is uncomfortable, but death is required. It is just like a woman who wants to be planted in a home, wants to be planted in a family, and wants to raise a family, but she does not want to be planted in any man's house, just wants to move from one man to another. Sorry, you have to be planted. To be planted means you have to die to your ego and to yourself. Guess what? Do not focus on death, because you are not going to remain dead. You are going to bring forth life, and you are going to be fruitful. So death is not the end in itself, but it is a necessary part of the process. Similarly, a man who insists on distributing his seed everywhere and refuse to be planted with any woman cannot raise a family. I understand that a lot of people are uncomfortable with getting married because of what they have seen their married friends or family members go through. Welcome to the real world. However, for marriage to work, people have to die to themselves. When people are full of ego and full of their own ideas, it is not going to work. You have to be planted. Even in reproduction, unless the sperm is planted, nothing is going to happen. In education, to graduate, you have to be planted in a school. You cannot be a floating scholar. Let us pray. Father, I yield myself to be planted so that I will bear much fruit. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.